It's continuing coverage of Appleton-Parkersburg baseball. The Falcons defeat Jessup 5-2 here in this postseason opener. Head coach Brett Klusbies joins me right now. Maybe not the prettiest game at times, at least in the fashion that all the runs were scored. But nevertheless, you know, 5-2, you'll take any postseason win you can get at this point.
Survive in advance. That's the thing. It was a little stressful there. Just too many mistakes, you know, defensively, you know, some drop third strikes that they scored on and some pass balls and a couple errors in the field that kind of bit us in the butt. And so, but, you know, guys responded there and put up a couple innings of assurance for us. And then we brought Sully in for 12. I think he threw 12 pitches. So, a little more stressful than I wanted to be, but they're good. Jessup's a good young team. They got some eighth graders that are playing well, and that freshman throwing well, and only going to get better. So,
You had mentioned a few mistakes here and there that certainly could have changed things for the better. But also at the same time, there were some really solid defensive plays. Elijah Ogle, I know he had a big throw out at second base, caught a guy stealing.
Yep.
Jackson Klusbies, some really hard throws at shortstop that just beat runners in the nick of time.
Yeah.
I mean, there were some impressive plays out
there. So Coach Hoff and I were going back and forth of who we wanted to come in, you know, and end it there with Jackson or Sully, and it just felt that we needed probably Jackson, you know, with the experience at short to proved it there, made some good plays and Sully's starting at third base tonight. That was his first go around with that, and so just some, we had a, you know, an injury that we needed to kind of shift things around, and Preston, you know, threw well. I think he threw 90 some pitches, and so he's just been kind of our workhorse all year, and kind of lean on him, and then Sully at the end, so able to throw tomorrow and then save some arms with Preston going, you know, the distance essentially on the mound. So
yeah, and when it comes to some of those defensive changes, I have to imagine, you know, having a guy like Sully Jansen and all his experience, that's someone you can lean on, you know, pretty much wherever you can put him on the field, right?
Yeah, yep. And so, you know, years past, we haven't been very fortunate that we haven't had a backup catcher, and Elijah's come in and young, and so he's learning, and so you kind of have to grow with that. But Sully's just, you know, loves baseball and just an, you know, a heads-up baseball player, and so it's one of those things where you can stick Sully anywhere, and he's going to do what he needs to do, and had a couple big plays there at third that he had, and then, you know, one that he missed. But it's one of those things. Third's not an easy position to play with a hot corner there, and you know, probably putting a little pressure on himself on top of it. So, you know, played a good game, and proud of all the boys. They played well.
Yeah, and Elijah Ogle, you know, coming in and playing catcher, certainly something that can't be easy, kind of getting thrown into the fire a little bit as well. You know, what can you say about him? You know, obviously having to show a lot of maturity to step into a spot like that.
Yeah, tough spot to come into, you know, postseason game, and that's what we were kind of talking about, and you know, Coach Hoff and I were talking about in the dugout too. You know, four of the nine guys hadn't been in a postseason game prior to this, with, you know, Jackson, West, Sully, and Preston, you know, being at state baseball, and the other guys, essentially, this is their first varsity postseason game for a lot of them. And so I had to step up, and Elijah, you know, he'll shore things up, and, you know, made a big play, threw a guy out there, and he's calling his own game. We trust him to do that, and so it's just little things, you know. He'll get the hang of it as a sophomore, and it'll be nice to have a little leniency there so we can put Sully where we need to put him, and move guys around where we need to put him. So just little things, and he knows, and it's nothing, you know, it's not like a kid's trying to fail, and so he's doing what he needs to do, and it's just, again, he's green behind the plate, and so he's kind of stepped up for us this year so we could have Sully on the mound and then put Sully in the field.
And offensively tonight, five runs scored, but all of them came on an error or a mistake or some sort by Jessup. Does that maybe leave something to be desired, you know, for you guys in the dugout, or is it one of those things where, you know, you take what you can get at this time of year? What's your take on that?
Again, we'll take what we can get, but it's unfortunate. We left 11 guys on pace, and that's kind of the frustrating part. We came up, we had a couple guys up with, you know, our top hitters, with guys in situations where base was loaded, and, you know, Jackson put one in center field and couldn't score one, and so it's just little things like that, and, you know, they know, and so hopefully some hits start falling. But Preston, again, you know, had two hits, and I think, you know, Luke Jackson had a massive bunt that scored some runs for us, and Cormstege had a hit there and kind of added that. So it was, you know, a couple different guys, and so hopefully kind of our top guys, you know, figure it out, and we're gonna have to figure it out tomorrow playing Dyke, and you know, we have to go from there.
Yeah, you bet. Hour and 40-ish minutes to go play a team 15 minutes down the road.
For the fourth time.
Right, right. But again, the fourth time, so certainly there's familiarity. You've played them in the postseason a lot.
Yeah.
0-3 against them in the regular season, though. What's it going
to
take this
time? Yeah, we're going to have to hit. You know, we're going to get Costello or our Texter, and maybe a mix of both. You know, honestly, they're probably kind of, you know, looking at their Saturday, too, and so they got to have to figure out their pitching. But we know we're going to get Costello and Texter, probably their top two guys that have had our number. And so we're just going to have to be 1-9, be ready to hit the ball. And you know, hopefully, and, you know, it may take a little small ball and guys getting, you know, on base. And again, we can't leave 11 guys on base. And that's been kind of our MO all year of, you know, I don't know the stat. I'm sure Dillard's got it, but we've left a lot of guys on base in situations that we need to score them.
All right. Any final thoughts you want to share here tonight?
Yeah, no, just proud of the guys, and you know, 1-0 postseason. You start the grind of that, and you know, unfortunately, we didn't get to play Saturday, so you turn right around and play again. So it kind of benefits those top guys that got the bye. But you know, hey, we got a game under our belt, and hopefully that'll give us a little, you know, encouragement going in tomorrow. And yeah, again, long bus ride to play a team 15 minutes away. So
you bet. That's AP head coach Brett Clusby. Thanks for the time here tonight.
Yep. Thanks, Jabba.